In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to fellowship around the written word and to fellowship with one another. And our Father, we ask that as we look into your word now, every eye is open to see, every hair is open to hear. There is no confusion in any heart. Rather, we all enjoy the fullness of light, revelation, and insight in all of this house. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We give you praise, for we know it's done. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Alright, so you can take your seat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. So last week we began a series of teachings on the subject of healing. Amen. A series of teachings. You know, I told you that for the coming weeks we will just be taking our time to look at God's word around the subject of healing. Amen. So we began last week, I'll call that an introduction. Amen. We looked at seven facts about healing, or seven facts you must know about healing. Amen. I trust it blessed you. Okay, you know, we're having testimonies already of people who have listened. Amen. And are already receiving their healings. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll have more and more and more of that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so today I want to look at still the subject of healing, but I want to narrow down a bit more to a particular area. Amen. Okay, so what I want to do today is I want to teach you how to receive healing. Okay? How to receive healing. You know, last week, you know, like I said, is the teaching on seven facts is basically just an introduction. Amen. To make you become conversant with the subject of healing. So now we want to get more detailed. Amen. You know, how to receive healing. You know, the reason for this teaching is so that, you know, I can pray for you to be healed. Do you know that? You know, we've had several instances of that in this church. Amen. You know, whereby I lay hands on folks and they are healed by the power of God. Amen. You know, we can have that. Hallelujah. You know, the power of God is here. Amen. And it can effect a healing and a cure in the bodies of his children. Hallelujah. You know, but also, you can receive healing in my absence. Are you following this? Okay, I don't have to be there for you to receive healing. So the purpose of this particular teaching, okay, this part, is to teach you how to receive healing by yourself. Okay, without someone laying hands on you, without someone speaking a word, you know, you on your own. Okay, receiving healing by yourself. Are you here? Okay, so that is what this particular teaching is for. Okay, so I just want to teach you from God's word, okay, how to stay with the healing power of God until it effects a change in your body. Okay, that is what this particular part of the teaching is for. Hallelujah. Okay, so healing can be ministered, right? And healing can also be received. Do you get it? Healing can be ministered. Healing can also be received. You know, it's not every time you have to be in a meeting. Do you get it? Okay, so what I want to do here is I want to teach you how to receive it for yourself without being in a meeting. Amen? Without, you know, imagine you call me and my number is not going through. Aha. Okay, so that is the purpose of this particular part. So this particular teaching is particularly for those who have long-term conditions. Amen? Long-term conditions or deadly bodily conditions, you know, whereby a doctor has told you that you have few days to live, okay, or a doctor just diagnosed you of a particular bodily condition, okay, and you are trusting God. You know, this particular teaching is for those who are trusting God, amen, for healing, you know, for a long-term condition. You know, it's to teach you how exactly to receive of that which you seek, amen. Okay, so are you ready for that? All right, so turn your Bibles quickly to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Okay, my son, give attention to my words. Now, underline, give attention, underline to my words, or my words, okay? It says, incline your ear to my sayings. Okay, underline incline. Underline my sayings. Did you get that? incline my sins. Now 21 says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Underline that, all their flesh. Okay? So, this text is pivotal in our understanding of healing in God's word. Now, observe the words used here. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it says, give attention. Okay, very key to my words. It says, incline your ears to my saying. Okay, I told you, underline, give attention. Underline my words. Then underline, incline. Then underline, my sayings. And look at verse 21. It says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Okay, underline depart and your eyes. Do you see that? It says, keep them in the midst of your heart. Underline, keep them and in the midst of your heart. Now, do you observe that these are very deliberate actions? Okay, very deliberate actions. They are not passive. Okay, so it's after you've done all of this, okay, that you now receive what verse 22 says. Now, what does verse 22 say? For they are life, hallelujah, to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Now, the word life used here translates the Hebrew word chai, C-H-A-Y, chai. Now, it means what, or it refers to what revives. Okay? What revives, makes alive, or vitalizes. Now, the word health translates the Hebrew word mapei, M-A-R-P-E. M-A-R-P-E, mape. It literally means medicine. Okay, medicine, a drug. Okay, or a cure, remedy. What makes all. So, we find in this text a very powerful principle. What is that principle? When you pay attention to God's word, you incline your ears to God's word, it becomes medicine to your flesh. Okay, so God's word is medicine, okay, is cure for your body. Let me reiterate again. God's word is medicine, is his cure for your body. Now, some Christians, right believing Christians, their hearts are in the right place, they mistake belief in God's word for actually taking the medicine. Now, they are wrong. Okay, you see Christians, you ask them that, do you believe God heals? And they will say, yes, of course, I believe God heals. Then you ask them, are you taking his medicine? Now, what do you mean by that? Are you paying attention to what his word says concerning your healing? And then they will ask you, is that necessary? Because, you know, many Christians believe that healing just happens. That's not true. Okay, healing happens when you put faith in what God's word says concerning your healing. That's how healing comes about. When you put faith in what God's word says concerning your healing. So without this information, now what information? What God's word says concerning your healing, there is nothing for you to place your faith on. Remember I told you last week that faith is not expressed in a vacuum, right? Faith is like a ladder resting on a wall. You need to place it on something, right? You need to put your faith on something. Now, the something here will be God's word concerning your healing. So, to believe that God heals, you first have to know that God heals. You know, you can't believe in nothing. You first have to know that God heals. And this knowing is deliberate. Okay, it's not passive at all. It's deliberate. The one who needs healing must pay attention to what God's word says concerning healing. When you do so, then it becomes medicine to your flesh. Okay? When you do so, then it becomes medicine to your flesh. So we see in this text, that's Proverbs 4, 20 to 22, that just as you take physical medicine, you can also take God's word as medicine. Okay? God's word is medicine to heal your body. Now, there are several similarities between God's word and medicine. Okay? Natural medicine. Several similarities. Okay? Now, the first one is God's word is a healing agent. Okay? God's word is a healing agent. Just like natural medicine is a healing agent or a catalyst. Now, if you did chemistry, you know what a catalyst is, right? Okay? So, in other words, the medicine itself okay, contains the capacity to produce healing. That's a catalyst. Okay, medicine in itself has the capacity to produce healing. Now, in the same way, inherent within God's word is the capacity, the energy, and the ability to effect healing in your body. The same thing. Now, look at how Isaiah 55 verse 10 says it. Please turn your Bible there. Isaiah 55 verse 10. It says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, and water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Now look at 11. "So shall my word," now underline that, "so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish," underline that, "it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it." So God's word is powerful in itself to do what it says. When God speaks, he doesn't need to back up his word with power after he has spoken. No, that very word has power in itself to do whatever it pleases. And that is why you see in Luke 1:37, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, right? You know, he said to her that, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Luke 1:37, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Now turn there. Now, what did the angel mean? "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Now, that is a bad translation. If you've heard me teach over the years, I've said that, right? Because if you go to the original Greek text, you find the word rhema there. In that text, rhema. Now, remember I told you rhema refers to a spoken word. A spoken word. R-H-E-M-A. A spoken word. So, the verse should actually read this way. It says, "No word of God lacks the ability to do what it says." Hallelujah. No word of God lacks the ability to do what it says. So when God makes an utterance, in that utterance itself is power. Okay, remember I told you God does not need to back up his words with power. Within that very utterance is power. And that is why when you look at the creation story, Moses recorded that for us, Genesis chapter 1, you see that the power behind creation was simply words. Right? God will speak, God will say, "Let there be," and there was. Look at Genesis 1 verse 3. Genesis 1 verse 3. It says, "Then God said," underline "said," "let there be light," and there was light. Underline "there was." "Let there be light," and there was light. Now that phrase, "there was," translates the Hebrew word hayah. H-A-Y-A-H. H-A-Y-A-H. It means, "and it came to pass." Hallelujah. "And it came to pass," or "it came about," or "it occurred." So what is happening in Genesis chapter 1? God will speak and it will come to pass. It would occur just like he said. So do you see that there is power in his words? Okay, you see the same thing in verse 6 of the same chapter. Verse 6 of the same chapter. It says, "Then God said, let there be," underline that. God said, "let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Verse 7 says, "Toss," or you can say, "this is how." Do you get it? Toss there means "this is how." So this is how God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. You see that again there? Look at verse 9 of the same chapter. The same thing. "Then God said," on the line said, "let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. Do you see that? So it came to pass just like he said. You see the same thing, verse 11. It says, "Then God said," on line said, "let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind." It says, "whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. You see that again there. Verse 14 of the same chapter. "Then God said," on the line said, "let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be for seasons and signs, and for days and years." 15 says, "and let there be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Verse 20 of the same chapter. "Then God said," on the line said, "let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So. And you see, so means in this way. in verse 21. You can say, in this way God created sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. Look at verse 24 of the same chapter. Then God said again, underline that. God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, every according to its kind, and it was so. Now look at verse 26 of the same chapter. Then God said again, underline that. God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So, now so means in this way. Now in what way? By speaking. Do you get it? By speaking. So you can say, by speaking, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Do you see that? So you notice that God did not need to do anything after he spoke. So his words were enough. That shows you how powerful God's word is. So in the same vein, when I am sick and I need healing for my body, all I need to do is to pay attention to what God's word says about my healing. In the same vein. Okay? And in those very words are God's ability to heal me. Do you see that now? In those same words are God's ability to heal me. So God's word is his drug or his medicine for our heals. Hallelujah. God's word is his medicine, is his drug for our heals. ILLS, our heals. You see that God's power is powerful enough. Look at Hebrews 4 verse 12. Look at what it says there. Hebrews 4 verse 12. Now there the writer of Hebrews tells us that, verse 12, for the word of God is living, hallelujah, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Do you see that? So God's word is powerful. When you read your Bible, you are not just reading empty words. You are not just reading letters, okay? You are reading God's word, which is alive, living, and powerful. Do you see that? So if this is so, then I can get that power of God in his word, remember, into my body by simply meditating on it. The same way, you know, you swallow drugs is the same thing with God's word. I can get the power of God, remember, that will be where? In his word, right? Okay, into my body. Now how? By meditating on it. Now once the power of God gets into my body, it begins to work. Hallelujah. So God heals our bodies via his word. Do you see that now? He heals our bodies via his word. Look at how Psalm 107 says it. Psalm 107 verse 19. Hallelujah. Psalm 107 verse 19. It says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Now look at 20. It says, he sent out his word. Now underline that. He sent out his word. Underline, sent out his word and healed them. Hallelujah. And delivered them from their destructions. Do you see that? So how does God heal? How does he deliver? Through his word. Do you see that? So don't complain that God has not healed you when you are not taking his medicine. Let me reiterate again. Don't complain that God has not healed you when you are not taking his medicine. Now what does it mean to take his medicine? Are you feeding on his word concerning healing? Okay, are you feeding on his word? What does his word say concerning healing for your body? That is how you receive your healing. Are you following this so far? Now, second similarity between God's word and medicine is that just like medicine, God's word is no respecter of persons. No respecter of persons. You know, medicine will heal anyone who takes it. Do you know that? You know, medicine doesn't care if you are old or young. Amen. Medicine doesn't care if you're white or black. Amen. As long as you take it, you'll be healed. In the same way, the word of God is no respecter of person. It doesn't matter who takes the medicine as long as they simply take it. Okay? So, God's word will work for anyone who will simply pay attention to it. Anyone. It doesn't matter if he's fat or thin. Amen. Tall or short, it doesn't matter. Nigerian, American, anyone who will meditate on God's word concerning healing will receive his healing. So you see that this is not a matter of whether God is willing to heal or not. We know he's healing, he's willing, right? We know he's willing, right? Remember we saw that in 7 facts, right? Yeah, God is willing. Okay, so now having known that God is willing to heal you, you now have a responsibility. Now what is that responsibility? To take the medicine that he has provided for your healing. What is that medicine? His word. Do you see that now? Now furthermore, another similarity between medicine and the word of God is that medicine must be taken with instructions for it to be effective, right? You know, drugs usually come labeled with instructions. You know, when you buy a drug, you look at the pack, you see some instructions there, right? You know, some will say ingest, some will say apply on the surface of the skin. Now if you apply what you are supposed to ingest, you know, it will never work. Now it's the same thing with God's word. You know, no matter how good the medicine is, it would not work if you don't use it properly. Now, God's word is powerful medicine, right? You've seen that, right? For your flesh, right? Okay? But until you follow the instructions on how to use it, it will not help you. Now, the question is, what are the instructions? Now, simple. Go back to Proverbs chapter 4. Again. Proverbs chapter 4. Look at verse 20. It says, my son, give attention. That is the instruction. Do you see that? Underline that. Give attention to my words. Incline your ear. Underline that. Incline your ear to my sayings. He said, do not let them depart. Underline do not and depart from your eyes. Underline your eyes. It says, keep them in the midst of your heart. Underline keep them and in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. So what is the instruction here? Give attention to the words. Do you see that? Incline your ears to his sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Simply put, meditate on God's word all the time. That's what this is saying. Now, do you observe that it's not until God's word gets to the midst of your heart before it cures you? Look at verse 21 again. Proverbs 4. It says, keep them in the midst of your heart. Do you see that? So it's not until God's word gets to the midst of your heart before it will cure you. Do you see that? Now, the midst of your heart here does not refer to mere head knowledge. Okay, it's not just simply accumulation of facts. You know, it's not simply, I know that verse about healing. Or, I know the Greek word for healing is this. No. Okay, what you have here is to keep hearing God's word concerning healing over and over and over again till a revelation drops in your heart. That's what this is saying. Okay, now what revelation? That God actually wants you well. Now you know, this will take weeks. Amen? Amen? Do you know that? It will take weeks. Sometimes for some people, even months. Of just meditating on God's word concerning healing. So what is this saying here? You must keep paying attention to God's word, okay? Till you know for sure in your heart that God is both powerful and willing to heal your sicknesses. So can we say that God's medicine is taken internally? Can we say that? Yes. Okay, so you absorb it where? Into your heart. How? By meditating on it, right? Okay, then when it gets into your heart, then it spreads throughout your entire body, throughout your entire being. So God's way of healing is spiritual. Do you see that now? It begins in your heart, then it reaches your body. Do you see that? So to receive of that healing is simple. What? How should I receive of that healing? How can I receive of that healing? Simply ask yourself, what do I actually know about healing in God's word? These are honest questions you must ask yourself. What do I actually know about healing in God's word? How many healing scriptures do I know? Okay, so you know what a wise person will do if God's word is healing to my flesh. You know what I will do if I'm wise? I will find every healing scripture in the Bible. Every healing scripture, every single one from Genesis to Revelation, okay? And keep taking them as drugs several times a day. Hallelujah. You know, some Bible teachers tell us that at least 3 times a day. I don't disagree. Amen? You now begin to take, you find every healing scripture in the Bible, okay? And begin to take it like drug. Now, what does that mean? Meditate on it. Meditate on it several times a day. Some people have said 3 times a day. I agree. Amen? Morning, afternoon, and evening. You know, some people are quite interesting. They can obey the doctor's instructions. You know, the doctor will tell them, take this syrup 3 times a day. And they will accept it. They will obey him, right? The doctor will say, this tablet, don't take it in the morning. This tablet, take it at night. They will accept that. How much more God's word? Do you see that now? How much more God's word? So you see, the problem with most believers is that they have more faith in doctors than in God. That's what that means. The doctor will tell you, ensure you take water 3 times a day. You take it. But God's word says, meditate on it. You refuse to. Now remember, I've told you that there is nothing wrong in seeking medical care, right? Okay? But once you begin to see medical science as bigger than the power of God, you are putting yourself into trouble. You are putting yourself into danger, because there's a time when medicine will say there is nothing we can do, right? Yes. Have you had situations like that before, where the doctor will tell you that this condition is beyond us? Then what will you do in that situation? So you must put your confidence in God's word and God's word alone. Okay? So if you keep seeing yourself sick, remember, what should you be seeing? Yourself sick or God's word concerning healing? God's word concerning healing, right? Okay, so if you keep seeing yourself sick, unhealed, okay, if you keep seeing yourself getting worse and worse and worse and worse, what does that mean? That means that God's word has departed from before your eyes. Okay, you are looking at something else. You are disobeying the scriptures. Okay, you are seeing yourself with something else. So what should you do? Put your attention back on God's medicine, God's word. Are you following this now? Hallelujah. Then the last similarity between God's word and medicine is that medicine takes time to heal the sickness. Amen. Drugs take time to heal the sickness. You know, most people give natural medicine a lot of time and patience, right? To work. You know, somebody has headache and then tells you, take paracetamol, right? And then he takes it and he waits till the thing begins to take effect. He doesn't say, this thing is not working. He's much more patient with physical drugs, physical medicine, than God's word. When it comes to God's word, he's looking for sharp results. Okay? Now, are there immediate healings? Yes. Okay? But most times, healings will occur or will take time to occur as the power of God gradually corrects the illness. So, give it time. What did I say? Give it time. Okay, and don't stop taking the medication because you haven't seen the result yet. You know, the doctor tells you, this skin rash you have, keep applying this ointment, right? Apply it 3 times a day, and you apply it. I don't know if you have had chicken pox before, right? And they give you, what is that thing called? Calamine lotion. Okay, and they tell you, apply. You know, it doesn't leave the first day. Amen? Yeah? It doesn't leave the second day, the third day, fourth day. And you are patient with it. Right? You know, you don't say, maybe this drug has expired. But when it comes to God's word, you say, maybe it's not working. No, it's the same thing. Be patient with God's word the same way you are patient with natural medicine. Are you following this now? Okay, so the same way you don't do that for, you are not impatient with natural medicine, in the same way, don't do that. Don't do the same thing for God's word. So what do? I keep taking God's medicine, which is his word, right? Okay, till I see the results that I want. How do I do that? I keep speaking God's word. Hallelujah. I keep meditating on healing scriptures till I see the results I need. So I keep taking my medicine. Okay, I keep feeding my mind, meditating on healing scriptures. That is the medicine of God for our flesh. Now the question is, what are healing scriptures? Now healing scriptures simply are those Bible passages that talk about God healing physical sicknesses. Those are healing scriptures. They are those Bible passages that talk about God healing physical sicknesses. Now, there are several of them in the Bible, right? Several of them. Now, sometimes all you need is just one. You don't need 50, okay? Sometimes all you need is just one healing scripture on which to put your faith. And by simply meditating on it day by day by day by day, you'll be healed. Hallelujah. That is all you simply need to do. That is how you take God's medicine. Okay? So what we'll do now, I want to go through a couple of these healing scriptures. Okay? Are you here now? Do you have a Bible handy? Okay? So we'll just go through a bit of them. So I'll beg of you. You know, I told you that this particular teaching is for those who have long-term bodily conditions, okay? So as I call these healing scriptures, I want you to just look at them, okay, and claim them for yourself. That is all you need to do. Are you following this? That is, do you see God's medicine is easy? Do you observe it's not bitter? Do you see that? You know, scientists will give you a big drug. It's bigger than your head. They say, swallow it, and you will swallow it. You see, this is very easy. What do I need to do? Just look at God's word where it speaks concerning healing. Meditate on it daily. You'll be healed. So simple. Do you see the love of the Father? You see, he made his drugs easy. So you see, in God's hospital, healing is easy. Amen. Remember, it's Rapha. Hallelujah. Now let's look at them one by one. Are you ready now? Now look at Exodus 15:26. So if you have a long-term bodily condition, write these verses down. Are you following what I'm saying here? You know, sometimes this is what I do. I write them down. I put them as my screensaver on my phone. So immediately I turn on my phone, I'll see. Amen. Remember, what did he say? Put it before your eyes. Before your eyes, right? Keep meditating on it. Write it down. Print them out. If you are sick, put it in your room. Paste it around. Immediately you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing your eyes looks at. That is God's medicine. Hallelujah. Now look at Exodus 15:26. Now we're here last week. The B part. It says, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. Remember, I explained this to you last week, right? Okay, God doesn't put diseases on anyone, right? Okay, thank you. Now look at that. For I am the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah. Underline that. I am the Lord who heals you. So here, God declares himself as our healer. Say, he's the Lord who heals me. That's how you take the medicine, no? Say, he's the Lord who heals me. Say it well. Say, he's the Lord who heals me. Hallelujah. The word heals there translates the Hebrew word Rapha. R-A-P-H-A. Rapha. That word means to mend or to repair. To mend or to repair. So you can read the text this way. I'm the Lord who repairs you. Hallelujah. Say, he's the Lord who repairs my damaged body. Say, he's the Lord who repairs my damaged immune system. Hallelujah. That word Rapha was used in the Hebrew days. Okay, in Bible days, for a doctor or a physician. Okay, a doctor or a physician. So the same way sickness breaks down the body, right? God has the power, the ability to repair and build up and heal the body. Hallelujah. So God is our doctor. Say, God is my doctor. Say, God is my doctor. If you're listening to this and you have a bodily disease, just put your hand there and say, God is my doctor. Say, God is my doctor. Hallelujah. Say, he has the power to mend my body. Hallelujah. You see, that same Rapha, that same word Rapha is used in Genesis 20:17. Please turn there. Another healing scripture. Genesis 20:17. It says, so Abraham prayed to God and God healed. That's the word Rapha. Okay? He healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children. Do you see that? So here, God healed barren women. Do you see that? So if you are suffering of barrenness, hearing this, you can say it this way. You can say, God healed them of barrenness. He can heal me also. That's how you take the drugs. You see that? So say, God can heal me of impotency, and of barrenness. Hallelujah. Say, what he did to them, he can do to me also. What he did to them, he can do to me also. Hallelujah. See 2 Kings 20, another healing scripture. 2 Kings 20 verse 5. Second Kings 25, it says, return and tell Ezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. Underline that. I will heal you. On the third day you shall go to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my name's sake and for the sake of my servant David. So here, God heals King Ezekiah of a terminal disease. Do you see that? Now, not only that, he has more years to his life. So you can say it this way. God can heal me, say it, of terminal diseases and prolong my life. Say, God can heal me of terminal diseases and also prolong my life. He did it for King Ezekiah. He can do the same for me. Hallelujah. You are taking the drug. Amen. 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 Exodus 23:25. Exodus 23:25. It says, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Hallelujah. You see that? I will take sickness away. Underline that, please. From the midst of you. So say, God will take away sickness from my midst. Say, God will take away sickness from our midst. Say, God will take away sickness from the midst of my family. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 26 of the same chapter. He says, no one, now underline that, no one shall suffer miscarriage, hallelujah, nor be barren in your land, hallelujah. He says, I'll fulfill the number of your days. So say, there will be no miscarriage, there will be no miscarriage or barrenness among us. There will be no miscarriage or barrenness among us. So the power of the Lord is working in our wombs, every single one, every single lady. The power of the Lord is working in our wombs. There is no miscarriage, there is no barrenness among us. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7:15. It says, and the Lord will take away, underline that again, will take away from you all sickness. Hallelujah. Say, the Lord will take away from me all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but we will lay them on those who hate you. So say, God will take away sickness and diseases from me and mine. Say, God will insulate me, hallelujah, will vaccinate me from diseases all around me, hallelujah. Look at Psalm 91 verse 1. Say, God cannot just heal, he can also insulate, he can also protect from sickness. So say, I can be in the midst of a pandemic, but it won't come near me. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 91 verse 1. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. And look at 3. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Hallelujah. Say, he delivers me from pestilence. Okay, 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Hallelujah. Say, he protects me. Say, he keeps me. Hallelujah. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Now look at 6, nor of the pestilence. Now a pestilence is a highly contagious disease, like COVID-19. A highly contagious disease. So it says, not of the pestilence that walks in darkness. Say, I will not be afraid. Say, I will not be afraid of diseases, of epidemics, of pandemics. Say, the Lord keeps me and mine. Hallelujah. Okay? It says, not of the destruction that lays away as noonday. Now look at 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Look at 10. No evil shall befall you. Hallelujah. Say, no evil shall befall me. No evil shall befall me. Hallelujah. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Hallelujah. Say, no plague will come near my dwelling. No plague will come near my dwelling. God insulates me from every plague. Hallelujah. Okay, so say, I'm kept safe from every virus. Say, 1,000 might be sick around me. A million can be sick around me, but it will not come near me. It will not come near my dwelling place. God keeps me. Hallelujah. Look at 2 Kings 5:14. 2 Kings 5:14. Now that is the story of Naaman. It's almost like you can't teach healing without talking about Naaman. Amen. 2 Kings 5:14. Okay, so he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan. Remember at Elijah's instruction. Remember that. Okay, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored. Hallelujah. Underline that. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Do you see that? So God healed Naaman of leprosy, and God can heal your flesh of any disease. Do you see that? Do you see that? So that is all you need to see. See, just in the same way, God healed the body of Naaman, the flesh of Naaman, God can heal my body of this disease. God can heal my flesh of this infection. Hallelujah. It's the same thing. Say, if he did it for Naaman, he can do it today. Say, it's the same God. Say, it's the same power. Say, it's the same will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you see, the power of God can effect a cure on your skin. Do you see that? Do you see that? So if you have a bodily infection, a skin infection, you see, the power of God can work on it. Do you see that? So just keep taking your drugs. Amen. Keep taking your drugs. Amen. Okay? Not only that, look at Daniel chapter 4, 34. Daniel 4:34. Okay? And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. Now underline that. My understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now remember here that King Nebuchadnezzar had madness, right? He ran mad, right? So what did God do here? God healed him. So do you see God has power to heal of mental diseases? You see that? Mental illnesses. So you see, not just the body, even the mind. Hallelujah. So the power of God is working in my mind, healing me of every mental illness, every mental disease. Say, God has a power to heal the body and also to heal the mind. Say, God's power can get to where science can get to. Hallelujah. Say, God's power can get to where science can get to. Say, science stops in the body. God's power can get to the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. So say, God's power is able to reverse mental conditions. Mental conditions. Say, God's power can give me a sound mind. So the power of God is working in my mind. The power of God is working in my mind, effecting a healing and a cure. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 8, verse 2. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. We're here last week. That's the leper. Matthew 8, 2. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Do you see that? Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Hallelujah. Be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Do you see that? Remember, I told you last week that that word willing translates the Greek word thelo. T-H-E-L-O. The last O accentuated. Thelo. Now, what does that word mean? It means a desire. A desire, a willingness to act, or a determination. A desire, a willingness to act, or a determination. So say, God has the desire, has the willingness, has the determination to heal my body. Hallelujah. Now that phrase, I am willing, in the Greek is in the present tense. You know what that means? The present tense. So you can read it this way, I am always willing to heal. That's what Jesus said there. I am always willing, or I am always determined to heal. Hallelujah. So when it comes to healing, do you see that Jesus shows us that God is always willing? Do you see that? So healing is his pleasure. It is his pleasure to heal. So we can receive our healing from him. And we see this willingness in Jesus who went about healing the sick. Look at Acts 10:38. Now before that, say, Jesus healed the leper. Therefore, he can heal my body. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus has the power to heal skin conditions. He did it then. He can do it now and again. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 10:38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. Now, what's that good? And, Kai, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Do you see that? So that is the willingness of God in action. Remember, I told you, Jesus is the will of God on two legs. Okay? So when he goes about healing the sick, he's showing us God's desire, right? God's determination. Look at Matthew 8, verse 16. It says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. Do you see that? With a word. And healed all. Underline that. Healed all who were sick. Do you see that? So Jesus healed all who came to him who were sick. Do you see that? So say, Jesus healed every sick person that came to him. Therefore, he can heal my body as well. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. Look at Mark 5:25. You know what you're doing? You are taking the medicine. Hallelujah. Look at Mark 5:25. Mark 5:25. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood, or issue of blood, for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind the crowd and touched his garment. So can we say she had a long-term condition? You know, when somebody will say things like, I've had this for 12 years, right? I've had this condition for 10 years. I've had this condition for 5 years. Okay, so you see such an situation here. And look at 28. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And look at 29. Immediately. Hallelujah. Underline that. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. So there can be immediate healing even for long-term sicknesses and conditions. Hallelujah. Let's say that. Say there can be healing. There can be immediate healing. There can be immediate healing for long-term situations, long-term sicknesses, long-term conditions. Hallelujah. Look at Luke 4:38. Luke 4:38. It says, now he, there is our Lord Jesus Christ, arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood up over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Underline that. It left her. And immediately she arose and served them. Do you see that? Now look at 20. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases, now underline that, various diseases, brought them to him. Now, is HIV included there? Huh? Malaria, fever, leprosy, being crippled. Amen. Okay. And he laid his hands on every one of them, underline that, everyone, and healed them. Hallelujah. So say, Jesus has the power to heal various kinds of diseases. Say, it doesn't matter the name, it doesn't matter the title that science gives to him. Jesus has the power, amen, to heal all kinds of diseases. Luke 15:17. Luke 5:17, rather. Luke 5:17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. On the line was present. Now look at 18. Then behold, men brought out on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went out on the rooftop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. And look at 20. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Hallelujah. 21. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise up and walk? And look at 24. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, what? Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And look at 25. Immediately, hallelujah, he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And look at 26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Do you see that? So say, Jesus healed a paralyzed man. Jesus can heal my body of paralysis. Say, Jesus healed a paralyzed man. Jesus can heal my body of paralysis. Say, the power of Jesus is working in my body. The power of Jesus is working in my body, effecting a healing and a cure. Hallelujah. Say, he did it then, he can do it now. Hallelujah. Luke 13:11. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over, on the line bent over, okay, and could in no way rise herself up. Okay, so this would be a spinal cord situation, right? Can we say? Okay. But when Jesus saw her, he called out to her and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Hallelujah. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately, do you see that again? She was made straight. Online, she was made straight and glorified God. Do you see that? Now remember, we're told in verse 11 that she had this condition 18 years. Do you see that? Can we call that a long-term condition? Yes. So again, do you see a long-term condition healed? Hallelujah. So you don't have to get comfortable with sickness just because it has been there for long. You can be healed. I say you can be healed. I say you can be healed. Hallelujah. So you don't have to be comfortable. Amen. You know, some people have been, they've become comfortable with diseases. You say, ah, Pastor, I've had this for the last 10 years. Don't worry, I'm fine with it. No! Hallelujah! Say, I can be healed of long-term diseases. Hallelujah! Amen? And remember, Jesus, we've said, is God's will in action, right? The express image of his person, right? Hebrews 1 verse 3. Okay? So, when he heals the sick, right? He shows us God's will, right? He shows us God's desire, right? He shows us God's determination, right? And remember, Jesus never changes. Amen? He never changes. Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells us that. It says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So, Jesus is still in the healing business. Amen? Amen? Jesus that healed then can heal now. Amen? Amen? So, say, if he healed then, he can heal now. Say, Jesus is still in the healing business. Is that he healed, say, he healed people then. He healed various diseases. He healed paralytics. He can heal me too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you see that now? So we conclude now with God's desire for your body expressed through the Apostle John. 3 John 2. You see God's desire there expressed through the Apostle John. 3 John 2. It says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health. Hallelujah. Underline that. Be in health, just as your soul prospers. This is God's desire. This is God's will. This is God's determination for you. Do you see that now? What does he want? He wants you to be in health. Say, God wants me to be in health. Say, God wants his people healthy. Hallelujah. The word health then translates the Greek word hugaino. Hugaino. H-U-G-I-A-I-N-O. H-U-G-I-A-I-N-O. The last O accentuated. Okay? It means to be holistically sound and healthy. Holistically sound and healthy. What does that mean? That means that every part of you is functioning well. Do you see that? Every part of you is functioning well. To be free from sickness. Do you see that? So, say, it is God's desire for me that every part of my body and every part of my being is functioning well. Say, it's God's desire for me for my body to function well. Say, it's also God's desire for my mind to function well. Say, God wants me well, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, when you are sick, alright, when you go to the doctor, the doctor tells you that, hey, you have a condition, you have 6 months to live. I beg of you, now I told you I was going to say this last week, okay? I beg of you, that is not the time to be watching movies. Are you following this? When you are sick, that is not the time to be watching the news. You watch Squid Game, where you see people dying. Okay? Then what are you doing? You are feeding your mind. You are meditating on death. No! Okay? Remember, I told you this in 7 facts. What happens when the doctor gives you a medical report, a negative medical report? What should you do? Start taking God's medicine. Hallelujah! You follow what I'm saying here? Start taking God's medicine. Stop watching movies. If not, you will die. Do you follow what I'm saying here? Stop watching movies. The doctor has told you have 6 months to live. You are still on Netflix. What is your problem? Do you want to die? You are watching the news. The news will tell you, the doctor told you have COVID-19. Then you watch the news, it tells you 80 new cases. People are dead. You are feeding your mind with rubbish. Are you following this? When you are sick, that is not the time. Take a fast. Amen. You won't die. Take a fast from Facebook. Amen. 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 From WhatsApp. From YouTube. Feed on God's word. Take healing scriptures. Begin to take God's medicine. Remember, in the Bible, we are instructed to guard our hearts. Amen. We are instructed to keep our hearts. You see that Proverbs 4 verse 23. Proverbs 4 verse 23. What does it say there? It says, keep your heart with all diligence. With all diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life.
So what am I to do as a sensible Christian? I must protect my heart from negative information. Okay? I must protect my heart from negative information. Because whatever is in my heart will control my entire life. Did you get that? Whatever is in my heart will control my entire life. You know, Proverbs 4:23 says, I said, for out of it springs outward all the issues of life. So when you are sick, rather than you watching movies, take a fast. Okay? Take a fast from movies. Take a fast from your phone. Then what should you do? You are seeking healing from God. Get books that talk about healing. Amen? Amen? Get messages that talk about healing. Amen? Amen? Get healing scriptures. Amen? And begin to feed. Over and over and over and over again throughout the day. Take your message. Remember I told you at least 3 times a day. Do it in the morning. Do it in the afternoon. Do it in the evening. When you do that, what are you doing? You are giving your body God's medicine. Hallelujah. You are supplying God's medicine to your body. By so doing, God's medicine will give healing to your flesh. So do you see that God's medicine is easy? Do you see that? You see it's free? Amen. Do you see that? Free. You don't have to go to a pharmacy and get it. Amen. But it's more effective than anything you can get at the pharmacy. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'd rather have this than a doctor tell me spend 50k on drugs. Amen. Amen. I'd rather go for this. Amen. If this is free. Amen. I'd rather be patient with God's word. Amen. Amen. You know, the doctor tells you use 100k. Me, I'll use 100k to buy drugs. Nibo. When I have God's drugs. Hallelujah. Say, I have God's drugs. Amen. Say, I have God's drugs. Hallelujah. Say, it's free. And it's effective. Say, it's free. Hallelujah. And it's effective. Say, the power of God is in his word. It is able, come on, to effect a healing and a cure in my body. Say, all I need to do is to meditate on it, is to fill my mind with it. All I need to do is to get God's word to my mind. Come on. All I need to do is to get God's word to my mind, and from my mind it's pressed to my body. Amen. It's pressed to my body. It's pressed to my eyes. It's pressed to my ears. It's pressed to my nose, my mouth, my legs, my arms, my organs, my kidneys. Amen. My livers. Amen. My heart. Amen. Infecting a healing and a cure. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, God's power is in his word. God's power is in his word. And that word can build up an immune system. Hallelujah. Say, there's power in God's word to build up an immune system. Say, I don't have to remain sick. I don't have to remain sick. I don't have to get comfortable with this sickness. Say, I've had it for 5 years, for 3 years. It doesn't really matter. Amen. There is power in God's word to effect a healing and a cure. Therefore, I will take my medicine. I will take my medicine. Come on. Say, I'll take my medicine. Say, I'll take my medicine. Say, I'll take my medicine. Say, it's free and it's effective. Say, it's more powerful than anything the doctor can give me. Amen. It's more powerful than any tablet, than any syrup, than any injection. Amen. It's more powerful than any vaccine, and it's free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So that is all you need to do. That is all you need to do. Just get healing scriptures. Keep meditating on them. I remember what happened to me when I studied this teaching. I was in Abuja then. Amen. When I studied this particular teaching, I was in Abuja then, and I just finished studying about death. Don't ask me why. Amen. Okay, and I was studying this, and immediately I finished studying about death, then I began studying about healing. Okay, and I felt very healed with malaria, very sick. I know the way it is. You know, you just get very down. You know, your immune system gets very weak. And you know, the devil is quite stupid. Amen. You know, and I began to give me the revelation from the teaching on death. Oh, you don't get it? Aha, hey, you studied about death too. So you know, there is knowledge, there's revelation knowledge. Amen. So what you studied, you're about to see it in your life. That's what I was hearing. Do you get it? What is he doing? He's trying to remove your eyes from God's word. Remember, right? Right? So I said, okay, I'm going to stand on God's word. Amen. I said, give me 3 days. Hallelujah. You know, normally for me, once I get malaria, at least a week and a half, I'm down. But I said, no, give me 3 days. You know, I was talking like I was fighting. I was alone in my room. I said, give me 3 days. You ask, who are you fighting with? Amen. You know, folks came around and said, are you fighting with someone? What's going on? I said, no, give me 3 days. Hallelujah. Give me 3 days. Amen. So I took God's word. I took all the scriptures I told you. That's what I used. Amen. I took it the first day. I said, I'm going to take my drug. There's power in the word of God to effect the healing and cure in my body. The third day, weak. Still tired. Nothing. Nothing has changed. The second day, no, I'm not giving up. Amen. 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 There is healing power in God's word. All I need to do is to get it into my body and it begins to work. The second day, still tired. Amen. Nothing changed. I said, give you 3 days. Hallelujah. Okay. So the third day, I said, no. I'm not giving up. Jesus is a healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He healed there. He can heal my body now. Hallelujah. And he left. Hallelujah. The third day. Hallelujah. He left that day. Amen. I lost myself. I stood up. There was strength. The weakness was gone. No, the bitterness in the mouth. Everything was gone. I was whole and healthy. Hallelujah. So God's word is his medicine. This is medicine. You know, it is sure. Remember I told you that last week? It is sure. All you need to do, just keep meditating. Amen? Just keep meditating. Just keep taking your drugs. What did I say? Keep taking your drugs. Keep taking your medicine. And it will effect a healing and a cure in your body. Hallelujah. So say, I'm not dying now. Say, I'm not dying now. Say, sickness will not be the end of my life. Say, I'm not dying now. Sickness will not be. Say, this sickness will not be the end of my life. Say, I will live several years from now. In the name of Jesus, I will live. God cured Ezekiah. Say that. God cured Ezekiah and added years to his life. God will cure me and add years to my life. I will live for years. Yes, 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 yes. Say that, come on. I will live for several years. I will do ministry on the earth and I will help other people also receive their healing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did you learn today? Lift your hands, give him praise. Thank you.